Like, just the eagerness from your standpoint here, 33 to go, and the push kind of begins here tonight for your club against a Central Division team that you're trying to track down.
Yeah, we're excited to get back at it. It was a nice break. I think it came at a good time for us. So hopefully we can pick up where we left off and get a good feeling going in our room.
Finally healthy as well in this club going in.
There's going to be bumps and bruises throughout the season, and, you know, it's just how you deal with that adversity. I think we did the best we could with it, and it's nice to see some faces back in our lineup. Hopefully they'll give us a boost tonight.
How about the Dallas Stars as an opposition? You haven't been able to beat them in two cracks yet so far this year, but both games have been pretty close.
Yeah, I think we know what they're capable of. They try to transition with a lot of speed. They got a lot of speed and a lot of skill up front, and their defensemen do a great job moving the puck up really fast. So the more we make them turn, the more we make them play in their defensive zone, I think the better the game suits us.
There's a lot of positives that came out of your line in that last game. What is it about you three together that seemed to work well?
I think we play with a lot of speed. I think in the offensive zone we all are on similar wavelengths, so it seems like we're trying to do the same things with the puck, and we jived off each other pretty well. So, you know, you never know how chemistry is going to go, especially when you never play with guys before. But it seemed to be good last game, and hopefully we keep it rolling.
The hardest things to do as a scorer in the NHL is stay consistent. How have you done that so well this year?
That's not my focus. You know, I just have worked through 60 minutes at a time, and you know, for the most part, that's given me success. You know, it hasn't been anything special. Just I know what I am as a player, and I don't try to do too much out there. I don't try to go out there and score points. I'm just trying to battle for 60 minutes every night, and it's given me some results this year.
That 60 minutes approach, is there a lesson in that for the team to follow when wins become so important at this time of year?
I think it's what everyone strives to do. You know, you want to go out there and you want to compete hard for 60 minutes. So, hopefully we can string together a few wins, get some good energy going in our room, get some confidence going, and you know, we need to string some together here.
You mentioned a bit about how that came in a good time for this group. Did it feel as if it came in a good time for you too? I mean, I know it's been a consistent season, but did you feel as if the break came at a good time for you personally? Did you, whether it be physically, mentally, or would you rather just kept playing?
I would rather have a couple more breaks built into the year at some point. You know, 82 hockey games is tough. So anytime you get a chance to get a break and spend some time with your family and get away from the game, I think it serves everyone really well at this time.